I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, there's a new effort to grow urban farming in Philadelphia. As KYW's Justin Nutter reports, the city is asking residents to help them map out a plan.
Before the city puts out an urban farming plan, they're getting feedback on people's gardening habits.
Let us know where they're gardening urban farming, where are their projects. We're also asking folks to define urban agriculture.
Ash Richards with Parks and Recreation says there are roughly 400 urban gardens in the city, and they want to make sure they all have the resources they need to thrive.
The plan is to actually implement recommendations out of this plan that will help support, grow the amount of gardens and urban ag projects.
Richard says the plan is to utilize urban farming in as many ways as possible for as many Philadelphians as possible.
We also want to explore economic development opportunities. How can people make a living from this work? What is the workforce development implications of the plan? We definitely want to change the narrative about urban agriculture, that it's not a temporary thing. It's something that is embedded in communities, and it's a part of our economic and equitable development of the city.
Officials are currently holding public feedback sessions as they develop a plan they want to release next September. Visit KYWNewsRadio.com for more information about the sessions. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.